mean something different.
Yeah, well, now I'll tell you the way I got it and the way I feel about it. I don't care how white you is. I don't care how black you is or how yellow you is. Any low-down, dirty person is a nigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people use it that way.
Because it's a niggerly act in what he or she is doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, that's the way I got it. I might be wrong, but I feel it. Because I don't care how pretty a woman is. If she got unlawful ways about her, she's ugly. Mm-hmm. And you can take an ugly person and she got lovely, pleasant ways, she's beautiful. Now that's the way I got it. I might be wrong with my opinion, but that's the way I feel about it because it don't look good to me.
If you're talking about a white person, it's like you described as a nigger. Are there any other words that you would use for a white person that you think, well, he's just worthless?
No, I'll tell you what they call the people that do to degrade the white people, used to call them crackers.
Crackers?
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you where that word come from my grandmother. In the olden days, when the people was coming through from up the country, they would be popping the whips. Mm-hmm. And they call them crackers, the crackers coming through. You know what I'm saying? And then they call them cracking the whip, you see.
Yeah.
And they name them crackers. Now, that's what... And I heard over the news in Savannah there where there was two big men were talking and one of them called the other one an old country cracker. So when he got through, he said, yes. He said, I'm an old country cracker and all the rest of them is country crackers. He said, you was a country cracker. Just because he'd been in the town a long time and got with them big fellas, well, he put himself above the others that didn't live in town. I said, well, you sure fixed him up.
What about somebody that from way back in the country, whether he's white or colored? What?
Well, they would say they live in the backwoods. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if he came to town, you could tell just by looking at him that he's from the backwoods.
The backwoods, that's right.
Would he say, well, I'm just an old, what?
Old farmer, old backwoods fella. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
What about a child that's born of a mixed marriage? Mixed marriage, where one parent's colored and one parent's white. What would you call that kind of child?
Well, he is a cross. Now, if he's cross, his father's white and his mother colored, you see he's a mongrel.
Mongrel?
Mongrel.
And what if it's the other way around?
Well, if the mother is white and it's a colored man, you see he's a mongrel.
Either way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a mongrel. That's the proper name for him. Of course, he would go in the colored name. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's a colored child because now there's a girl living. One of them called me. I don't know whether you was here or not, that last one. But her father was white, colored. Mm-hmm. And it was a white woman. He served 12 months. I was a boy when that happened. And those men, now that was unjustly done. Those men that worked at the mill and places, they in town, that First Baptist Church, all the men that work and those women, they told them if anybody go around that jail, toll that bell. And they carried the gun with them and they went to work. And if they ever ring that bell, they all would come around with the guns. That's to keep them from lynching the man. And they went to work, and the lawyer wouldn't have his case tried in hearing. He tried his case in Effingham County, and they gave him 12 months. Mm-hmm. And his son, they gave him 20 years, and his son didn't have nothing to do with it. But what happened? Dead and gone.